Lee Calhoun once had 3,000 apple trees growing in his backyard in Pittsburgh. I visited him there recently, and he showed me what was left.
This is a remnant of an orchard I used to have, and most of the trees have died out. This is an orange collie, which is a little bit different from the regular collie. Uh-huh. And this is a Green River. That's a Kentucky apple.
Calhoun retired from the Army in the 70s and built a house in Chatham County with his wife, Edith. They cleared some space in the backyard to plant a garden and fruit trees. And around that time, they ran into an elderly man who started telling them stories about all the different apples that used to grow in the county.
He mentioned Red June and a transparent apple and what he called a Magna Bona. Being a history buff, it sort of interested me that people had grown apples that I'd never heard of before in this area. So I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to have a few apple trees in the yard, why don't I grow some of the old-timey apples?
Problem was, nobody sold those old apples anymore. So Lee got in his car and started driving around the county looking for apple trees. When he spotted one in a field or in somebody's yard, he'd knock on their door and ask what kind it was.
Often they would say, well, you know, it was here when we bought the place and we don't know what kind it is. Or they would say, well, Granny knew, but, you know, she died 5 years ago and nobody paid any attention. But sometimes they would say, you know, well, that's a black twig apple that my dad planted in 1905, and it's this big old half-rotten tree out there. And
Calhoun would get a cutting from the tree and plant it in his backyard. After he scoured all the roads in Chatham County, he went to neighboring counties. And after that, to neighboring states, Virginia, Georgia. He started writing letters to rural newspapers, asking readers if they had old apple trees. And people responded. The Calhouns would often drive hundreds of miles just to get a cutting from a single tree. They did this for years.
I started out looking for two or three, and I'd found, you know, like 400.
The Calhouns researched every single apple. They found detailed descriptions in old seed catalogs. They actually found records of about 2,000 southern apple trees, but nearly 1,600 of those had gone extinct. In 1995, the Calhouns wrote a book about their findings. It's called Old Southern Apples. One thing that makes apple trees hard to preserve is that each seed produces a different variety of apple. So if you want to grow, say, a Gala apple tree, you can't just plant a seed from a Gala apple. You have to take a cutting from a living Gala tree and graft it onto another tree. Mike Parker is the tree fruit extension specialist at NC State. I asked him about the importance of saving heirloom varieties. If each seed produces a new kind of apple tree, wouldn't it be easy just to keep coming up with new apple varieties?
The chance of those being of equal or superior quality to the parents, the fruit that is somewhere around 50,000 to 1. I mean, it's a very, very long shot.
So to get 450 varieties of apples, apples that are edible and resistant to diseases and grow well in the southern climate, it would have taken over 22 million seeds. Parker says that keeping these varieties around is important from a purely historical standpoint.
People spend a lot of time and money. They restore cars. They restore buildings. I mean, for goodness sakes, we'll restore buildings from a foundation, and we'll build this structure and say this is what it was. And we can do that from plants. However, once we lose an apple variety, we just can't get that back. We can't rebuild a variety, if you will.
But more than just history, the trees might also be useful. Those 450 varieties were kept alive by families because they were good for something. Some made good pies. Others made great applesauce. And some made really good cider. According to the U.S. Beverage Marketing Corporation, cider is one of the fastest-growing segments of the beverage market. Foggy Ridge is a large cider company in southwest Virginia, and they're using some of the apples that Lee Calhoun found in people's backyards. Diane Flint runs Foggy Ridge.
We've had incredible growth, and it's really on the backs of these old-fashioned apples. If I didn't have these apples, my cider wouldn't taste very good.
Lee Calhoun is 79 years old now. His yard still has a few apple trees, even though he doesn't tend to them like he used to. In 1997, he gave his whole collection to a couple other orchards in the state.
The best we can do now is to try to save some of these old apples and make them available if anyone wants them. We have places that are preserving them, and that's where we are, and that's probably where we'll stay for a long time.
Calhoun doesn't think that everyone should grow their own apples, but he thinks it's important to keep the old trees around, just in case. Laura Candler, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.